You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, campers.
Alan, Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
And especially not on a Friday. A couple of minutes after 5 o'clock, we had a spring-summer Thursday. What's in store for Friday? I don't know, but I'm in New York City. His name is the Eddie Scazzeri. He drives a really nice car, claims to be poor. He's loaded. Down in Bradley Beach with his dog, the old man by the sea. His name is Al Albert Dukes. What's up, Al?
Jerry, did you say it's Friday?
Holla. No, don't do this. This is Z100 from 1985. What are we doing?
You got that right.
Nah, come on.
This is called old school, Jerry. Come on.
It is old school. I'll give you that. This was the 5 o'clock whistle. I do remember that.
All right, Jerry, you're right. You're right, Jerry. That is hokey.
It is. So is this. Where's Mr. Leonard? Is he coming on next?
Mr. Leonard, Jerry. He's out sick today. We're going to check in with Howard the cab driver later on.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You're right, Jerry. That is hokey. It's
what else you got, Al?
This is silly, Jerry. Oh, damn.
I like this one. No, this one's okay.
It's the weekend.
This one's fine. You came loaded today.
Jerry, did you say it's a summer Friday? Because that's what I thought I heard you say.
I said it could be because we hit 55 degrees yesterday, and it certainly felt like one. I can tell you that.
Jerry, I know Monday is right around the corner. What is that music?
I don't know. This doesn't do it for me.
This is Eddie's.
Oh.
Yeah, but he ruined this one, though, Jerry. Monday being right around the corner, but it's Friday. Do you even care? I ain't working here no more.
Are you drunk this morning?
Where's Mr. Chernoff? Then I show back up Monday and be like,
Monday.
And show back up. Yeah, the song Eddie was playing, that Dave Herman used to play on the rock and roll morning show on WNEW. Yeah, here come the weekend.
Although I don't mind the song, I got to be honest.
Dave Edmonds.
Is that who that is?
Here comes the weekend, yeah. If you want that playlist for when you get to work today, it's called Friday. I just created it on Spotify. It's only got four songs. Working for the weekend, bang the drum all day, start me up, and take this job and shove it.
How many Monday songs? You got Monday, Mamas and the Papas. You got Manic Monday.
What
else you got? There's got to be like a Monday Blues song.
I don't like Mondays.
Ooh, okay. The Boomtown Rats.
I don't mind Mondays, personally.
Tell me why.
I like Tuesday. Tuesday's got no feel.
Tuesday sucks.
Tuesday's a nothing day. Everything else has a feel to it. Yep. Not Tuesday.
The great mailman on Seinfeld.
Karl Malone?
No. What would he walk in? Newman. Newman has said that. Hello. Tuesday is no feel.
It's true, though.
Tuesday afternoon, Moody Blues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's still nothing.
Ruby Tuesday.
Right. Till Tuesday.
Songs for everything.
Play songs
Till
from
Tuesday.
Them.
Mm-hmm. Voices Carry was their big hit.
Yes, I actually
hush,
like
hush.
That car. Yes.
Keep it down now.
I like that song.
Voices Carry.
How about that?
How about the Nets and the Knicks won last night, Jerry? And I loved it. This Knicks score. The Knicks scored 140 points. Was this a regulation game or did that go into overtime?
It wasn't.
What?
They scored 77 points in the first half.
Oh, my goodness, Jerry. Yeah.
No, they listen. Well, first of all, they
hey,
played.
Listen.
They the are within a game of 500 again.
All right.
The Kings suck. I mean, they've lost 9 straight games. They're terrible. But 77 first half points. They had a lot of Derrick Rose played pretty well in the first quarter for sure, his first bunch of shots. And the Nets just keep rolling. And you know what's funny about the Net game? How about this? When was the last time you think you saw this? And I think never might be the answer.
All right.
There were, in the Nets Magic game, 5, maybe even 6 air balls in the first 5 minutes of the game.
What do you think was going on there?
It was awful. The beginning of the game was just dreadful. I think it was You know, and you look at, you know, at the final score, they wound up putting up 129 points. But I want to say going to the first commercial break, I think it was like 8-8 or something. It was terrible. It was a brutal first quarter, but then they rolled in the second quarter and away they go. So both teams playing well. The Nets have now won 8 straight. They're 10 games over 500, and they're doing it without Kevin Durant. And the Knicks are a good basketball team. They're, you know what? They're not terrible. They're going to be, I really believe they're going to be a playoff team.
How many teams make the playoffs in the NBA? For the listeners, Jerry, well, I know. I'm a talk show host.
So in the past, it's always been the top 8 teams in each conference. This year, what they're doing is they're having that play-in tournament for teams 7 through 10 to claim 7 and 8.
Oh, I like that.
So I do too, because
that feels like a playoff game, right?
100%. Because now if you're 9 or 10 and you're right there, you still have a chance. Now it sucks if you're 7, when in the past you would have made it anyway. But listen, go win your games.
So where you think the Knicks will fall in there? They'll be in this. I think the Knicks, they'll be in the playoff play-in situation.
Yes, I think the Knicks are going to finish somewhere between 5 and 9.
5 and 9.
Yeah, I really do. And I know that sounds nuts. And you said 5. What are you talking about? 5. Yeah, I think they could be, if they continue to play like they're playing and continue to win these games that they should win, which they are doing right now. So if I look right now at the NBA standings, the Knicks are 6th. And you know what? The Raptors are 5th. And the Pacers are 4th. And the Knicks are literally a half game behind the Pacers.
Are the Raptors still playing in Florida?
Yeah, they're playing in Tampa.
Tampa.
Yeah, and that's why the Blue Jays are going to be playing in Dunedin. I think they only said their first two homestands, I believe, or the first two series, I forget, are going to be in Tampa. And then hopefully, not Tampa, in Dunedin, hopefully they'll play in Toronto. But right now, that's what it is. Can't play there.
Dunedin is such a tiny town. It's like smaller than Clearwater.
I see, that's one of those Florida towns I've never been to for spring training.
Yeah, because it's like, it's one road. It's like one, Dunedin is very tiny, yeah.
Did you ever go to, do you remember back in the day, there was Baseball City in Florida? It was an amusement park and a
Orlando?
Baseball park. No, it was in between Orlando and Tampa. It was
Lakeland?
Right off, it wasn't in Lakeland. I think it was Baseball City, I think is what it was called.
I've never heard of such a thing. I would love Baseball City when I was a kid.
I think that's what it was called, Baseball City, Florida. Yeah,
come on, kids, we're going to Baseball City.
I think that's what it was called, but it was an amusement park. So you have no idea. Okay.
You could also, like, nearby, like when you would drive, when I would drive from Tampa to Orlando, maybe I passed by Baseball City if it was a thing still then, but you would pass by like Gatorland, like if you wanted to get out and wrestle alligators or watch people wrestle alligators, you could do that.
And I was wrong. Haines City, Florida, it was called Boardwalk and Baseball.
Oh.
It was
never
really
heard of
cool.
It.
It's probably been gone for, God, I think I was a teenager when we went there and we loved it, but it wasn't very busy. It's probably been closed for over 20 years, I would say.
Why don't you and I open one down here in Bradley Beach? We've got a boardwalk.
What do we do for the baseball part?
Batting cage? We just need baseball. Yeah,
batting cage. Oh, and radar gun for pitching.
Yes, right up on the boardwalk. Just smack it right in the middle. Like, people will be having to walk around it when they're up doing their old people walk around.
I have
the boardwalk.
A portable mound. I can bring that down.
All right.
We'll
I say we
go.
Get it together. Start charging people.
I'm in. Let's go.
It's $4.
Can you take care of all the permits from Bradley Beach?
Permits, no problem,
Jerry. You have
Jerry.
Influence down there.
I don't even think you need permits these days. I don't know if you noticed, we're in the middle of coronavirus. There's no permits required for anything.
So why don't we just start today and see what happens?
All right.
we take
I can
Venmo.
Do that, Jerry.
Just Venmo me or Alan. You can have your
token. I can
do token.
That. What a weird week, Jerry. We had earlier in the week, the Muppets got a warning on their show.
The Muppets did?
The Muppets. Like,
what
first
does that
of
mean?
All, like, the Muppets, before the Muppet Show runs now, I believe it's on Disney Plus, there's a warning that there are some depictions that were okay back in the day when these Muppets were first came out, but now...
Like, give me an example.
Maybe,
what would be wrong?
I think Johnny Cash
was
on the Muppets, and he was singing in front of a Confederate flag. I think that's one of the examples I read.
Okay.
But they didn't cancel the Muppets. The Muppet, they just given you a warning, a heads up.
How can you cancel the Muppets?
No, you can't. That's what I'm saying. The Muppets, you get a warning, though.
Right.
Warning, this is the Muppets. They're very offensive.
Okay. We love Kermit and Miss Piggy. Let's go.
Right. And now Hasbro, the makers of Mr. Potato Head.
So explain this one to me. I'm confused by this.
They've dropped the Mr. part. They don't want it to be gender specific. So there was a Mr. Potato Head. There was a Mrs. Potato Head. Now it's just... Potato Head.
Why? Why can't you have Mr. or Mrs.?
I don't know. I was having a discussion over dinner with Gina, and she told me that she used to, back then, cross-dress her potato heads. Because it was the potato head.
It was a potato.
Right. It was gender neutral. And then whatever outfits you would put on it is whether you had a Mr. Potato Head or a Mrs. Potato Head. And if you wanted to put the eye, nose, and mouth with the mustache and put a dress on it.
I loved a good Mr. Potato Head.
You could do that too.
Yeah.
I loved Mr. Potato Head as well. Then we were discussing perhaps this is maybe their sales of potato heads are down and they needed to mix themselves up in the news some way.
Well, so they've done that.
They have.
I mean, they've got to this show.
A boring toy, the potato head, although they must have had a huge resurgence when Toy Story, the Disney movie came out.
And I want to say that's when we bought another one.
Yeah.
Because I had it when I was a kid, I think.
Me too.
I'm pretty sure. And then we got in, those Toy Story movies are awesome. And then I remember getting all of the characters. And so for the kids, I think I still have Mr. Potato Head home.
Well, you now have a potato head home. It's not Mr. Potato Head.
Okay. So why do you
support the news?
She's probably right. I wonder if that's the drama business. I can't imagine they were under pressure to change the name of it, right?
No, not that I'm aware of, Jerry. I wasn't aware of any big push to get the potato heads gender neutral.
Especially if you're telling me you could buy a Mrs. Potato Head.
Right.
I wasn't
maybe
aware
the,
of that.
Maybe the potato heads now will just come with all of the accessories, which would be perfect. Then you get a Mr. Potato Head.
Probably will.
A Mrs. Potato Head. If you want to dress a Mr. Potato Head in the female clothing, you could do that. If you want to dress Mrs. Potato Head in male clothing, you can do that.
You know what I saw was trending?
She can smoke the pipe.
Or the pot, whatever.
Or
because
pot,
that's legal in a lot of places now. Pot smoking potato head. Now that's what we should have.
What kind of potato head?
A pot-smoking potato head.
For New Jersey, especially.
And Colorado. And California.
Ooh. Yeah. You know what?
This pot-smoking transgender potato head.
That's fine.
Perfect.
You know what was trending yesterday? I don't know if you saw this. And I had to look it up. I've never heard this term before. Maybe it's a new term. Maybe it's not.
Mm.
A pansexual?
I have heard that term before.
So that's not new.
It's not new. I'm not 100% sure what it means, but there's...
I believe it means that you are into anything and everyone.
You've put no limits on yourself.
I'm pretty sure that's what it means, yes.
Let me Google that,
because I did Google it, and because I never saw the word before. I saw it was trending on Twitter.
Yes, I have heard I have heard that. Pansexual.
I believe that's what it is.
Not limited in sexual choice with regard to biological sex, gender, or gender identity.
There you go. So I think I said it right. Anything or anyone, right?
The logo. There's a logo.
There's a logo?
Sexuality. It looks very similar to the Prince logo. Remember when Prince became
the
logo?
It's not Jerry West? Isn't he the logo?
You know, that's a great point, Jerry.
He's the logo.
Yeah, let's get into that on the other side. Should we swap out Jerry West for... Kobe, and
I think we should swap
Jerry West
out.
Go get to be a logo somewhere else.
I think we should, but not for that, and we can explain. Would you like to take a break now, come back and discuss it?
Yeah, because otherwise I get into it, Jerry, and then Eddie's in my ear.
Time to take a break. Oh, I didn't realize he was in your ear too.
Sometimes.
How about that? All right, well then, 5:15, we're going to talk about the logo when we come back on the other side, and then Boomer and Gio at 6 on The Fan on a Friday.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Al and Jerry. Less talk, more rock.
All right, 5:20, a little bit beyond that. Before the break, we were talking about, I could hear the stupid headsets. We were talking about the logo and Jerry West and the NBA, and Kyrie Irving made some waves a few days ago and then talked about it again last night, that he thinks the logo should be replaced by Kobe Bryant. And I actually do agree with him. I have no issue with the logo being replaced. I just don't know why it would be Kobe Bryant. I think it should be, and I hate to sound like a parrot of Evan, but I think he's 100% right. It should be Michael Jordan. It should not be Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, and I heard some of their arguments yesterday. We already have that Jordan logo as his own thing.
Well, as Jumpman, sure.
Jumpman,
yeah. No doubt. But I think there are other logos that you can find synonymous with Jordan that work. That's not that leg spread open type of, you know, jump man. I think if you're going to change it, he's the only one you change it to. There's no one else.
Well, you don't think the as a tribute to Kobe passing that you would do it that way?
I mean, I think what Evan said is right. I think you can find an award to name after him, or maybe Craig said that. I think there are things you can do to honor him, but I don't know that. First of all, I don't know why you need to change the logo, because it is what it is. I mean, it's synonymous with the NBA. But if you're going to, it's Jordan. I mean, Kobe was, you know, it's interesting to me. Like, Kobe was a great, great player. Kobe Bryant was not the greatest player of all time. He just wasn't. Like Jordan was, at least for me. And right. I don't want to sit there and I'm not bashing the guy, but at all. To me, it's not close. I think Jordan was just special. And Kobe was special in his own way, but not on Jordan's level. Not to me.
I did like when Kyrie put out the images of what it might look like. Looked pretty cool.
Well, they're all going to be cool. How about you could have how about a Shaq logo with him dunking? I mean, there's a lot of cool logos you could put together. I'm not
Big
saying it wouldn't
Shaq.
Be cool. Well, before he was Shaq, before he was fat, before when he was strong and just when he was called Diesel. Which he was. I mean, Shaq was something.
He wasn't considered fat when he was playing?
No. Shaq came out of LSU
and
went to where, Al? Let me quiz you.
Magic.
Yes.
He wasn't fat
at all. Are you kidding?
Hmm.
Now, he got strong, and then as he got older, he got heavier. But no, not at all. If you Google image Shaq in a Magic uniform, it looks ridiculous.
Right. What about was Shaq fat when he was with the Lakers at all?
I would say still strong, big. And his last few years, he kind of got a little heavy, I would say.
All right, Jerry, I'm Googling Shaq. This is what I punched into Google, Shaq Magic. And then I checked the images. Yeah, that dude is...
jacked.
Well, he had a completely different head back then. Like, you're right. When he got older, he got wider.
Yeah, he got bigger. And he also weightlifted a lot. That was part of it, too.
Yeah.
But big man.
The first pick that comes up, Jerry, when I Google Shaq... Magic is Shaq dribbling and Patrick Ewing got one hand on his back.
Yeah, that's cool, isn't it? I actually just found it. That is neat.
I wouldn't have even guessed that Shaq and Patrick Ewing played in the same years.
Oh, they did. I mean, clearly Patrick was, you know, drafted before him. But yeah.
Yes.
They crossed over. I mean, Patrick played into, 2000? He was on the 99 Knicks team, wasn't he? Yeah, he was. He was on the 99 Knicks team that went to the finals, although he didn't really do much. So Ewing's career, and then obviously finished with the Sonics, which was silly. But, yeah, I mean, they crossed over for sure.
You're right about this, Jerry. This man is a physical specimen.
Yes, absolutely. And then, as I said, you know, he got a little big as things progressed in his career. But, like, there are, to me, like, you could have that. Like a signature Shaq image to me is him dunking with the legs up in the air.
I guess it only makes sense to even discuss the logo change and Kobe because he passed away. And there's a tribute to that. But otherwise, you're right. There's no reason to even discuss it.
No. And I think you can honor Kobe in other ways. I don't think you have to do that. So... And Jerry West was never the greatest player in the game, so I guess my point that if you're going to change it, it's got to be Jordan is probably not exactly valid. But I just think if you're going to change something that is so synonymous with the images of the league, that to me is who it should be.
Did Jerry West know he was the logo, or did they just rip his image and say, let's make this
That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. I'm not sure.
Right. That is a thank you, Jerry. That was a great question by me.
It was a very good question.
Who do I talk to? Adam Silver, I have his email.
You could call Adam Silver or email him.
I could email
him. You had a big caller. Why don't you text him? You got his number.
Yeah, I'm a big texter emailer.
Yeah.
Hard Knocks, Jerry, that comes up every year. HBO does the Hard Knocks series. There's certain teams that have to do it if asked, according to the NFL and blah, blah, blah. There are five teams this year that will not be allowed to turn down HBO Hard Knocks if the HBO and the NFL come calling. Those teams are the Dallas Cowboys, the New York Giants, the Carolina Panthers, the Arizona Cardinals, and the Denver Broncos.
Broncos, please. Ugh.
Really, all you can really do here is Cowboys, Giants.
I would be interested in the Cardinals.
Yeah, maybe Cardinals. You're right. Who's no Panthers.
Carolina, Panthers, no thank you. Yeah, I'll
Panthers,
pass.
Broncos, let's get them out immediately. Let's make it a three-way dance right now. Cowboys, Giants, or Cardinals.
It's interesting.
How about that? I would tune into one of those.
Well, yeah, those are the ones they don't. This show doesn't interest me anymore.
Jerry, you don't want to see a long-haired tight end trying to make the team.
Don't care. Been there, done that, seen it.
And he's kind of eccentric and...
I'm not interested
root for
in
him.
Anymore. No.
You're not into that. You're not interested in that.
I thought that was a great concept and I enjoyed it the first 3 or 4 seasons.
Yeah.
How many years are we doing this now?
Many years.
I mean, the last good one to me was the Jets.
Yep.
And Rex and Antonio Cromartie. Now, that was a fun team. It was colorful. It was, you know, in terms of the language and the footage you had. But I'm not.
Right, because that year they were trying to sign Revis. Rex was talking about getting snacks.
Yeah.
It was a whole thing.
Yeah, to me, I'm kind of over the whole.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not a good show, and I'm not telling you not to watch it. I'm not interested.
The other thing, too, which I don't like, the year that the Raiders were on a couple years ago.
That was with Antonio Brown.
With Antonio Brown, and he was burning his feet in the cryo chambers or whatever. Right. But we got word that the Raiders got to decide what was being put in the series and not, sounded not right.
If they have editorial control, that's
yes,
a problem.
That editorial control. Well, I don't like that.
That's kind of like when you see a documentary that's basically been written by, the people that had an issue with the Jordan documentary.
Right.
And that was partly because I think, Jordan had something to do with it, if I remember correctly.
If they got Jordan in there.
I still thought it was awesome, but yes.
Unlike the Tiger documentary where he was not involved, so therefore... And this Woody Allen documentary I'm watching on HBO.
How many parts is that again?
It's 4 parts. They've only released part 1. Part 2 will be out this weekend.
I have found I can't sit down and watch anything more. For instance, my son is watching The Flash. I don't know if you've ever seen that show.
I've heard of The Flash. I know it exists. I've not seen it.
So I'm like, you know what? I never watch anything with him except for Mr. Beast. And I said... He wanted to watch the show. I'm like, you know, I'm going to sit down and watch this. So we watched one episode. He's there. Are you ready for the next one? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I'm like, how about tomorrow? We'll watch another one.
Exactly. I'm with you.
Al, he thought I was nuts.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you mean? Where are you going? He goes, you know, Mom will watch a whole show in one day. I'm like, I can't do that.
I can't either. I can't sit there. I love it. I like it. Like knowing tomorrow I could watch the Flash 2nd episode.
Right. So, we're 6 days and 6 episodes in. I look forward to episode 7 now.
Right.
But that's it. I'm not going to 8 after that. It's one show. It's almost like Boomer's sports theory. It's one segment, one show, one day at a time.
Yeah, Gina will blast through a whole series. Boomer, we know, will blast through a whole series. I can't sit there.
Me neither. I don't even like sitting there football Sundays from 1 o'clock until 8 o'clock. You feel like a piece of garbage at the end of the day.
Right.
I like the one thing G always showed us. His Sunday fitness tracker, 210 steps for the day on a football Sunday. That's awesome. That's funny.
Well, listen, that's what we'll have. If you have a dog and no yard, then you're forced to. So otherwise, mine would be like that too, I think.
Yeah, but, no, that's fair. I get it. I've got to get outside and do something, though. I can't just sit there.
Ooh, this is a cool story, Jerry. Georgia lineman Ben Cleveland is his name. He wants to set the bench press record at Pro Day. Now, the bench press record is 225 pounds.
How many times?
49 reps.
Wow. That's insane.
That's the record. He's going to go for that. That record happened in 2011, so it's been standing 10 years.
I am serious when I ask you this question.
Yeah.
Do you think you could rep 50 pounds 49 times?
No.
I don't either.
I know I couldn't.
Now they're in shape. I get it, and they're in exercise shape. We're not, but that your arms would burn out.
I could do the bar 49 times. I think.
Well, that's 45 pounds.
Just the bar.
So
yeah, I think I could do that 49. I think I could do that 49.
You think
times.
So?
I think so. I think just the bar.
When are you gonna come over
times?
And try it? I got this. I got it set up in the garage.
I really do think I could do that.
So is that a yes or no?
That's that's a yes.
So maybe we'll videotape it. We'll video it. And I'll put it on Twitter for you.
And perfect. You know I like that, Jerry.
Yeah, I know you do. So we might have something here.
If you were a football player, would you want to be on Hard Knocks to get to be on TV, or would you not be interested?
Depends on the personality. Me, myself, no.
Yeah.
I would prefer not to. But I don't, you know.
What if
I'm not looking for the attention.
What if you were a guy that was you know, you weren't sure if you were going to make the team and then maybe more people would see this.
Again, it depends on the personality. Like, I'm sure if you were on one of these teams, you might hire your own cameraman.
Yeah, I'm going to say, who is someone going to be dedicated to filming me during this Hard Knocks?
And I would try and hide.
I'd be blaming my teammates. I'd be like, yeah, I dropped that ball, but do you see where he put it?
I guess I do know. You'd be playing the blame game. But cut I'd be him, doing, not me.
I'd be doing it sneakily behind everyone's back to the cameraman. Would.
I never thought you were like that. Now I know you are.
Yeah, I'd be like, I don't know. This quarterback, I don't know.
You imagine, Eddie, can you imagine what he says about us to Gina every Friday night?
Oh, yeah.
All these guys.
Or, no, not Friday night, because Friday night he's feeling good. Oh, he has a drink, good. He relaxes. How about Sunday night when he's miserable and he's got to, I'd say come back to work, but he's got a show. Back. He's just got to appear for work on Monday morning. You imagine how that conversation goes? Hey, deal with these tools again. Ugh, another week.
How about as we get closer to my return of April 7th?
I'd love to bug your apartment.
Oh, my gosh.
Freaking liberal hippie Eddie got the goddamn vaccine.
Yeah. I don't even know if you really got it.
Oh, it's funny. 534. We'll have some more insults from Al coming up on the other side and other things as well, because he's got a full rundown for you on a football summer Friday or something like that. And then Boomer and Geo at 6 on the Fan.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Al and Jerry, number one with meatheads in the gym.
All right, 540. I have one for you before you get to your next story, Al. This is right up your alley from last night. So you like to always, as we were just discussing before the break, you like to make sure you hand out the blame when it's not your fault.
Yeah, why do I take the blame if it's not my fault?
Exactly. So last night you had the Nuggets playing the Wizards in Denver. Denver's down 2. They get a rebound in the final seconds. They break out on a 3-on-1. The easy tie. And they decide instead to pass on the pass to the, you know, into the lane for the easy layup to get the game to overtime. And instead they swing it around to the outside for a bad 3-point shot. They lose. The head coach after the game basically says, yeah, I wasn't calling timeout. We had a 3-on-1. And for some reason they decide to shoot a 3.
Yeah.
And Jerry, no, it's not like they just pulled up, but no one, none, it was a 4-on-1.
I think the guy trailing the play was kind of shoulder.
But none of the other two, they did didn't drive to the hoop.
You're not wrong about that. But where they were, if you lead them to the goal, I mean, that the passer usually determines where you go on that play. If you just bounce pass and lead them to the goal, it's an easy 2.
Yeah.
And instead, nothing. Just absolutely nothing.
Did any of the players reference why they
Jamal
did
Murray
such a thing?
Apologized to the fan base. He said, we screwed this up. So much so, he actually posted a second angle on how bad it looked.
Oh,
how the lane was wide open.
Yes.
And they opted as a group, they opted to go for the win, and they screwed it up. So he took responsibility immediately.
Today's NBA.
Yeah, but you know what? Today's NBA might not have done that on social media. Like, I think that's pretty good that Jamal Murray said.
Oh, no, but I'm saying the mentality of the
please,
three.
Oh, please, the three? My God. You know how many threes the Knicks shot last night? Any guess right now?
42. Threes?
Yeah, threes.
42.
Eddie? Al?
45.
So they shot 36 and made 19 of them, and the Nets were 20 of 45. So those two teams, they combined 81 three-pointers. It's insane.
If that was cooler in the 80s when I was trying to play basketball, I maybe could have played because I was afraid to drive to the hoop.
You would just want to be a three-point shooter.
Yeah, I would.
You'd be like Joe Harris.
Yeah, just sit on the perimeter, as you say, and just
be a sharpshooter.
Be a sharpshooter from there, but when I was learning basketball, they wanted everyone to drive to the hoop.
And you get banged around.
Yeah, I didn't need that.
You don't want any physicality.
No.
There was last night, my son played a game last night, a JV game. He goes to the basket on one play, and I had to watch it because we weren't allowed into the gym in this one school. So I'm watching it on the phone in the parking lot, basically. He gets hammered into the wall on his drive. Nothing's called. Like, don't you have to call an offensive or a defensive foul on a play like that?
They're letting them play, Jerry.
Oh, they
don't
let
want
them play already.
They don't want the refs to be involved.
You're not wrong. Funny.
Odd stuff going around with Russell Wilson yesterday. He evidently stormed out of a meeting where he was trying to offer up his ways to fix the offense. Stormed out of that meeting. His agent then said that Russ Wilson is okay with playing in Seattle, but would accept the trade to four teams. One being the Dallas Cowboys, two being the New Orleans Saints, three being the Raiders, and four being the Bears.
Oh, yeah, I could see him in New Orleans.
Me too. That's the one I thought, Jerry.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think the Cowboys are parting ways with Dak. I don't. I think they are going to sign him at some point in the next couple weeks. When I think they have until March 9th to sign him. I do think they'll get something done. I don't know what the hell takes so long because they've been at this for 3 years now. But I think that'll happen. I could see Russell Wilson in New Orleans. I just don't know what you're giving up for him.
Right, because with Drew Brees most likely leaving, although he hasn't said anything
so
yet.
So I've seen two different things with this in the last month. I've seen A, he is contemplating returning for one more year. I've seen B, that he's already decided to go to NBC, and then C, nothing. Like, there's been no announcement.
Yeah, I've seen nothing.
It's so strange. So if he decides to move on, I think that's the perfect landing spot for Russell Wilson. I could say Chicago, but it's Chicago.
Right. They always screw up the quarterbacks.
Right.
Why would you even want to go there?
Well, I would, if you're Russell Wilson, you go there because they have a really good defense already. They're not a bad team, and you think you're the missing piece.
Mm.
That's why you would go there. And what was the other team? The Cowboys, the Saints, Bears, and who?
The Raiders.
Oh, the Raiders. Well, I guess, is Derek Carr out of there? I don't even know.
No. They seem very committed to Derek Carr now. Mm. You know that, Jerry, according to my insiders.
Now, who wouldn't want to live in Vegas?
And Mariota's there too, right?
Yeah,
and Mariota's there.
But there's been a lot of conversation about the Patriots getting Mariota. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean they're going to, but
yes. I saw Mel Kiper mock draft 2.0 that he has them training up to take the kid out of North Dakota State.
Who, the Raiders?
Patriots.
Okay. I don't know who that kid is.
I forget his name.
The Raiders.
I'm not even sure where North Dakota is.
Me neither.
Let alone the college. And
right above South Dakota.
Yeah, but I don't know where that is either, to be quite honest.
In between Montana and Wisconsin.
Which Dakota has the Mount Rushmore?
That's, hold on, let me see if I can
guess
this one.
I'm going to say North.
I think it's South.
I think it's South, too. Hmm. I'm not sure, though.
You know what's so funny? Was Eddie's face almost look like, I don't know.
Just Google it.
He actually looked like he was puzzled.
Yeah. I fooled him.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why I think it's in South Dakota.
I agree.
And then
are you
for
Googling
some,
it or no?
You asking me or Eddie Scuseri?
Somebody, I will.
All right.
What am
you
I looking
Google,
for? I
Jerry.
I already forgot. What are we looking
just
for?
Just the right, where is Mount Rushmore?
Oh, got it, yes. Okay.
Jerry, many people reached out to me on Twitter. And
South Dakota.
South Dakota for the Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
Many people reached out on Twitter and sent a tweet from Hasbro. They are the people that make the potato head.
Okay.
And they said, hold that tot. Your main spud, Mr. Potato Head, isn't going anywhere. While it was announced today that Potato Head brand name and logo are dropping the Mr., I am proud to confirm that Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head aren't going anywhere.
Okay,
and
good.
Will remain separated as Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. They're just calling the toy Potato Head.
So
then you can choose the male or female.
So then let's recap. We were uninformed.
No. They're bad. They even had to come out yesterday.
Because it was confusing.
It was very confusing to people.
Yes. Okay. I actually didn't even know about it, really, until you mentioned it.
Oh, I'm like, on top
of
all.
I saw it trending, and I didn't click on it because it was a toy. I wasn't interested.
Yeah, you're like not interested
in
a potato head story.
I was not. How about, though, speaking of weird stories, how about the fact I was more on top of the MLB The Show stuff and the conversation that Carton and Roberts had yesterday.
Yeah.
Carton and Roberts. I was blown away that I actually knew more about that than they did.
Right.
Pretty wild in terms
of
player
ratings.
Yeah, I heard
you were texting.
Well, I texted him once because they were going over the player ratings for the new game coming out in April. And Evan was just blown away by the bad rating that Dom Smith had. And I guess Dom Smith was upset about it. But I also know it's a 3-year average. And I only know that from my son, but I did know that. So I'm like, you know what? Instead of them sounding like they don't know what they're talking about, I texted Evan. That's all. Trying to give him some info. But before he got to it, they hit up Craig on Twitter and explain it to them.
They already gave
them
the
info.
They did.
Yeah, I was just trying to help out. I was listening.
That's a good job, Jerry. That's a good job.
Yeah.
Evan said, I heard Al Dukes take a shot at me on the air saying
you did?
I turn... he said that Evan turns everything into a Nets story the way Boomer does it with the Rangers.
Well, I don't think that's wrong. That's not a shot. You think
no,
that's
no,
a
he,
shot?
No, he didn't. He said it jokingly, I believe.
Oh, okay. It is true, though.
You seem all good with it. Right.
You know, and that's all right. I actually like that. It kind of it gives you a little bit of perspective into the mind of Evan or Boomer.
Yes.
That's fine.
Right. They go, how do I relate this to what I love?
Exactly.
Now, there was also, again, I don't know why this continues and what's going to eventually happen with this, Jerry, but the Deshaun Watson situation, teams have called to make offers. The Texans will not speak to them, but Deshaun met with Coach David Culley, and he still wants out and still is refusing to play for the Texans. So what is going on here, Jerry?
The Texans will trade him by the NFL draft. That's
you do think so? Okay.
Yeah, because the more and longer they slow play this, I think they will get bigger and bigger offers for him.
Yeah, I feel like the Jets are completely out of it now. I don't know why.
See,
because the longer it takes, it feels like nothing's going to happen. But you say something is going to happen, and the Jets do have the number two pick.
If I was betting on this, and I guess I could, would bet the Jets will end up with Deshaun Watson.
Really?
And I think that Joe Douglas is going to give up a haul of a bunch. I didn't realize how the Texans are really hurting draft-wise.
Yeah.
The Jets can help that out immediately. So it would be help for the Jets, and the Texans can kind of retool and restart. And think about where they are now. You know, it wasn't that long ago. You had DeAndre Hopkins, J.J. Watt in his prime, and Deshaun Watson. All three could be gone in the matter of weeks. So and you really do need to restart. Yes, Eddie?
Something else from Mel Kiper's mock. He had them trading with the Falcons.
Yeah,
Falcons.
I saw that. The Jets, they want Deshaun Watson. That's who they
want. That tight end out of Florida, though. He's...
I guess. Something. Do you imagine the Jets trading down and taking a tight end?
Jerry, he could be.
I know that. That's not my question. That's not what I'm saying. And he might turn out to be the greatest tight end of all time. I'm saying think about the reaction if the Jets have the number two pick trade out to take a tight end in the first round.
Keep Sam Darnold, yeah.
Right. The fan base is not going to be thrilled with that.
Not happy.
No. Right. I mean, Al's laughing.
Because I never heard of that guy.
Right. And he might be the greatest player in the draft. He might be the greatest player the Jets have ever had, if that's who they take. The fan base will not be thrilled on draft night.
I've seen him play. He excites me.
Then you're a Dolphin fan, and that's great.
He gives Eddie Wood.
All right. Well, you just heard what's coming up at 10 o'clock on The Fan. At 6 o'clock, it'll be Boomer and Geo. And right now, a Radio.com Sports Minute with Amy Lawrence talking about, is this right?
Yes.
Jesse Owens?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Amy Lawrence on Jesse Owens.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
Well, we call it a Winter Friday, really. Not winter, a Winter Friday, because you had the Nets win, the Knicks win, the Islanders win, the Devils win. Winter Friday. What else you got, Al?
Jerry, I see the sheriff who's in charge of that Tiger Woods situation, car accident, says that Tiger said he didn't even remember being in the car crash.
Yeah, that's not good.
Which I hear.
Traumatic.
Yeah, I think that's common for people that get into bad car accidents, but that's got to be so weird. Like, you're seeing images and videos of your car in a ditch all smashed up. You're sitting there in the hospital, and you have no recollection of what went
and
down.
And especially if you're concussed, because Boomer says he doesn't remember when Bruce Smith laid him out. He has a blank spot.
But what's crazy about it is I think Boomer was knocked out momentarily on the field. They said Tiger was alert and responsive when they got to him. So maybe his mind just blanked it out. Very strange.
Some people say the car accidents happen in slow motion when they remember it.
I think a lot of bad things happen in slow motion.
Yeah, why is that? Is that our brain trying to process and
focusing?
Lock in?
I don't know. But I think a lot of big moments like that, you do see things in slow motion. It's strange.
When I play sports, Jerry, it slows down for me, and
see. When do you play sports? When exactly is that? I'd like to see this time. It hasn't been softball. We know you're not playing golf. You don't play tennis. Football, you're bypassed. Baseball, no. What else is left? Nothing.
When I'm playing the hot corner in softball, Jerry, and I get a screaming liner, it slows down for me.
That's good. That means that the game is not moving too quick anymore.
Right. They say that happens in elite athletes. It just slows down for you,
as opposed
Jerry.
To when you're a rookie and everything is like...
Yeah, moves too quick.
Exactly right.
I bet Tiger will eventually... I think eventually that comes back and you remember the car crash.
What are the nightmares about it, though?
Yes, nightmares.
Like, that's a hell of a traumatic... Now, he's had a bunch of them already.
Right.
That's a traumatic experience.
The man has had many traumatic experiences in his life.
He's had a few.
The later part of his life, too.
Yes.
It wasn't not the first half.
Right, starting with that Thanksgiving night.
And New York City Steakhouse Peter Luger's, Jerry, if you want to go there and social distance.
Oh,
come on.
Every day
come
on.
The fan.